drug cartel location in Fort Myers, Florida, exposed by Anonymous and the Aegis Alliance. The Aegis Alliance. Greetings, world. We are Anonymous around the world, and the Aegis Alliance. The evidence presented is of a drug smuggling operation at the El Rincon Bar at 3900 Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers, Florida, which has been confirmed by FBI sources around the United States. Miriam Pacheco, Marisol Rios, and Susana Camacho were arrested on September 24, 2016, by the Fort Myers Police Department for selling alcohol after hours. This being the violation allowed by county officials during an 8-month time period. We now question the county commissioners as to why this criminal operation was allowed to take place, or in fact even given a license to operate in Lee County, Florida. Case number 16-CFO-18175 under the Lee County Clerk of Court's public record filing will in fact show the arrest report of these three terroristic criminals that has been ongoing for years in this area and condoned by the kingpin, Lee County, Florida Sheriff Mike Scott and Judiciary of Southwest Florida. This operation in Lee County, Florida has affected many citizens around the United States and the world to create addictions with a very well-known heroin epidemic created to generate capital, fill the jails, ruin families, and destroy human life. Pacheco and Maria Torres were involved in a scam to defraud Enzo Vincenzi and steal his hotel, in which was reluctantly given back by Judge Joseph C. Fuller in 2013. Judge Fuller was assigned to these cases again to help cover up and keep the flow of these illegal activities moving into the United States. These charges were conveniently not filed on by State Attorney Stephen B. Russell's office of the 20th Circuit Courts. The numerous violations by Pacheco for after-hours sales of alcohol under public record with the clerk of courts would open anyone's eyes that something illegal is taking place at this location in Fort Myers, Florida. We question, and so should any other open-minded individual, as to why this place of business would still be open, as would the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Pacheco has had numerous other businesses used to launder money in the state of Florida that also can be viewed online under sunbiz.org. Judges Andrew Sweat, Devin George, Archie Hayward, Josephine Gagliardi, and Maria Gonzalez all gave Miriam Pacheco $135 fines for these violations involving after-hour sales. It seems that opening a bar and selling drugs after hours is a very lucrative business in Lee County, Florida. The Lee County officials declined to prosecute these actions, and Assistant State Attorney Stephen Russell signed off on this last situation on September 24, 2016. All public officials in Glades, Collier, Charlotte, Hendry, and Lee County have been notified of this matter, in which the state attorney Stephen B. Russell is the real criminal that has been protected by Governor Rick Scott, who pleads the fifth 75 times for Medicare fraud and bought his way out of it. We also question who in fact would give Miriam Pacheco this license in the great state of Florida to infiltrate heroin, cocaine, and meth into the United States. Anonymous around the world is one with the Legion, and the Aegis Alliance has Anonymous allies. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.